Hey, it's Jen Hatmaker. Here's what I've learned in midlife. Joy isn't the reward you earn after all the work is done. Joy is the work. That's what this new series on For the Love is all about. The sacred, yes. It's choosing delight, rest, and pleasure on purpose. Because saying yes to yourself, that's the thing that finally lets you fill your table with everybody else. Come find your sacred yes with me. Follow and listen to For the Love wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, Kramer and Jess, mornings on Mix 106.5.
Oh, hi, everybody. What's going on? We missed two commercials, but it's okay. We'll play them later. Happy Monday, everybody.
Good morning. Happy Monday.
We are in June. It is June the 1st. What in the world? Remember when it was February? It was going by so slow, and now all of a sudden it's June the 1st. That's crazy. Typically, you know, we just Monday mornings, we just go around the studio, see how everybody's weekend was, and we want to know the same for you. You've got some big news to share. Maybe just some boring news to share. We don't care. It's early Monday morning. We don't have a lot planned right here, so just tell us what's up. Jess, your weekend?
Oh, my gosh. How beautiful was this weekend?
Right?
It was gorgeous. So Garage Boy and I just spent literally the whole weekend outside. We did like a full pool day at Merritt Clubs, yeah. Like just hanging out, got acai bowls, like literally just, I was like, whatever we do, I just want to be outdoors.
Yeah,
so it was just a very like chill, outdoor, fun, sunny weekend for us.
I feel like we earned it though after last weekend,
yes.
You know? I was like, why couldn't this be the long weekend though? Like, I feel like we kind of got cheated last weekend, but we definitely earned it. Charlotte, your weekend.
It was good. I went to my friend's wedding and that was really cute. My mom was my date, so
yes.
Obviously she was a great date. We danced. went to my friend's birthday picnic yesterday and it was gorgeous out by the water.
Yeah.
And yeah, it was a really good weekend.
Yeah, it was. And just being outside doing anything, it didn't matter what
literally.
You were doing. Like, you'd be doing your taxes outside, you wouldn't even care what it was.
I'm so pretty.
It was, it was like not like a, I don't really have like a highlight. I've got my next Hyrox race in 4 days now, which I'm like, oh, I'm not ready for it. So a lot of Saturday was training for that. Hung out with a couple of friends. Do you have one of these friends though? And Dutra, you won't understand this because like you are this friend, but I've got this one friend. I went to dinner with her last night and I realized I'm like, every time we go to dinner, she ends up crying. She
ends
up crying. I know. And this, but like,
well,
I don't know if you, well, I know. So I was thinking about this last night. I'm like, I don't think that like, I wonder what the perception is though.
When good cry,
like,
bad cry.
Good. I mean, it's good. Well, I don't know. She's always processing something.
Yeah.
She's always processing something.
That's why I feel like if someone sees Garage Boy and I out and sees me crying in public and thinks him and I are fighting, when really I'm just telling him a story.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
So I'm like,
that is a thought that crosses my mind.
Last night, I finally said to her, I'm like, what do you think people think? Because we're just friends, right? But I'm like, what do you think people think that we're talking about when we're just sitting here and like you're bawling and like, because last night she eventually, and we were sitting outside. It was getting kind of dark and I'm like, you're sitting outside your sunglasses now trying to like wipe your tears away.
I can't even say that because you know what? I cried at lunch on Friday outside too.
Yeah, you know?
I did.
And I'm like, so if you saw me at Umi Sushi yesterday over in Ellicott City, it was fine. Everything was fine. She was just processing something.
Oh my God, that's so funny. Also such good sushi there.
So good.
That's my
so good,
dude. Right? That's one of my favorite sushi spots.
Yeah.
So.
Now. These are the top three trending stories in the city.
The Baltimore top three. With Jess. Number three.
The Harbor Splash officially returned to Baltimore's Inner Harbor over the weekend by popular demand. Its first 2 years were sold out. Now, this time, it will be in a new pop-up format, giving people more chances to participate. And the first splash took place on Sunday. Future dates will be made public pending weather and water conditions.
Man, who was down there?
A lot of people. I've seen videos and pictures and floaties and everything.
Was it you? If you were one of those people, let us know. 410-583-1065. Just text us.
Number two.
If your name happens to be Reese or if you know somebody Reese, let them know that they can score a year's worth of Snickers peanut butter bars just by signing an online pledge before June 11th. So the first 100 eligible people who enter will receive special rewards. And then 25 random winners are going to be selected to receive a year's supply worth of Snickers peanut butter products.
What's the reason?
I don't know.
Just cause?
Like, I don't, also,
what
I mean.
A weird promotion.
But no, about time though,
like,
right?
Competing with Reese's. Because it's like the peanut butter version.
Oh.
So they're like, kind of like making fun of them, being like, well, if you're named Reese, come over to our side.
Okay. I mean,
you know?
That's fun.
It's kind of shady,
that's
I guess.
Fun.
Okay.
I mean,
yeah.
Hey, if it's a year's worth of anything,
take
you
it.
Better sign
I like
up.
Silly shady.
Yeah, sure.
Number one.
Dua Lipa and Callum Turner are officially married. The singer and actor tied the knot in a small intimate legal ceremony at a town hall building in London yesterday before planning a larger three-day grand celebration in Italy. The wedding comes nearly a year after Dua Lipa confirmed their engagement following weeks of speculation and her promise that they would get married after her Radical Optimism tour, which wrapped last December.
Do we hear anything more about the Samsung thing, by the way? Have you heard anything else about that?
So after she filed her lawsuit, Samsung responded basically saying that there was a third party that confirmed to them that they were allowed to use her image. But I thought that was just whack because Dua Lipa, in her lawsuit, she claimed that they had sent multiple warnings like, hey, don't use this. You don't have my permission. So I just feel like Samsung was doing anything in their power to try to get out of paying her money. But the whole thing just felt shady.
Yeah. Well, good for her. She's moving on now. She's getting married. Good
for her. She's getting married. All right, there we go. Congratulations to them. This is Jess, and that's your top three on Mix 106.5. Good morning.
What in your mind would be a valid reason to destroy a pickleball court? Okay, like what? Go ahead and in your mind be like, all right, this would be a good reason to destroy a pickleball court. And let's see if it matches up with the real reason of why this guy ended up destroying a pickleball court, okay? Welcome to your Monday morning PA So Cray Cray. If you are new to this segment, Jess, do you want to introduce the concept?
Yeah, it's a segment dedicated to our neighbors in Pennsylvania. Just because a lot of random, maybe unique, unexplainable things tend to happen in PA. So we just kind of gather around this time of the week and just kind of try to see what's going on over there.
Now, before you say anything, don't worry. We will be talking about the Umu story today because, yes, we rarely get crazy Maryland stories, and they definitely deserve attention. And, yes, the Umu story will be discussed on today's show. But typically we don't. We don't get, like, a lot of crazy stuff that happens here, right? So when I started looking at the news, like, around the area, like, not a lot of, like, wacky stories happen here or D.C. or, like, Virginia, whatever. But, like, Pennsylvania, y'all, it's like, a week doesn't go by when there's not some just totally bonkers story happening. I'm like, what is this? So that's why we give them their own segment to look up north and be like, wait, what? All right, Lancaster County, here we go. Last week, there's a guy. Well, actually, let's take a step back. It was the neighbors in this one area where they started noticing that there was some vandalism in the area, right?
Oh, okay.
And so they started putting cameras out. And one night, their pickleball court got vandalized.
Wait, is this front yard or backyard?
Well, I'm just saying this in the neighborhood, just in general, like in the area, there's vandalism. So they started putting cameras out, right?
Okay.
So then their pickleball court gets vandalized in the neighborhood.
And oh, okay.
They're like, wait a minute, I know that guy. So they go to the guy's house and they're like, yo, what in the world? Like, this is you, right? And he's like, all right, yes, it was I. I destroyed the pickleball court. He had gone to the net. He had like ripped the net apart. And they were
like sleepwalking?
They were like, guy,
was it drunk?
Why in the world would you destroy the pickleball court? Like, you, of all people, love pickleball. This guy was an avid pickleball player. So why, of all reasons, would you come down to the pickleball court and destroy the pickleball court? Now, before I give you the answer, I'm going to have you guys try to guess. Why would someone who loved pickleball?
Yeah, like he was part of the team.
He was part of the team. This guy loved pickleball. Why would an avid pickleball player up in Lancaster County end up destroying his own pickleball court? Jessica Dutra, your guess.
I feel like maybe there was some beef between him and another player.
Okay.
And so he went in the night and was like, well, if you're going to do this to me, you're not going to play pickleball.
Okay.
Like, I'm going to take this away from you.
Yeah.
Could be a logical guess.
Yeah, I'm thinking it was like a bad match or something. And he was like, you know what? That was my last pickleball ever.
Yeah.
I'm putting down the racket.
Yeah.
Nope. Our 31-year-old suspect actually had a pickleball injury and decided that since
if he couldn't play,
he couldn't
no
play,
one's
that literally no one's going to play God. That summer. Quote, his summer was ruined.
Wait, that's insane.
And so he went down to the pickleball court and decided to destroy the pickleball court because, quote, my summer was ruined.
And he couldn't emotionally handle seeing other people
and
play.
And if he couldn't play, then literally nobody else is going to play.
That's crazy.
He's now facing criminal charges for the damaged nets. And That's his summer.
He should have gone to like a rage room.
Yeah, something.
You know?
Like, don't take it out on the net.
I think, okay, I'm not excusing the behavior. I don't support what this man did at all. But you got to imagine like being in his place in his car driving slowly past the pickleball place every time.
Seeing all the friends.
Everyone's like frolicking. It's like sun. Everyone's having a good time. And he's like angry over his like sprained Achilles heel or whatever happened to him.
Can you imagine though?
So I don't think that's okay. That wasn't the right way to respond. But obviously he responded emotionally.
But like you declare war on the whole sport because you're so upset over that. I mean, I don't know. Listen, y'all, this is what we're talking about. I mean, it's why they had their own segment on the show. And we call this PA so cray cray. Like what?
Kramer and Jess.
$1,000 minute.
Mix 106.5.
All right, let's go for that $1,000 and free gas at Rofo. Call the number 10. Good morning. Who's this? Hi.
This is Allison.
Allison, what's up? You're number 10.
Happy Monday, Allison.
Yay, I wasn't sure if I was going to get through.
Well, you got through, Allison. You did it. What's up? What's going on?
We're excited. It's Allison and Noah. We're driving to daycare.
What's up, Noah? Okay.
Say hey.
Hey.
Hey, wait, is it just Noah and you in the car?
Yeah, just the two of us.
Well, what's welcome up, to the guys? Show, you guys.
What's up? What's going on? Are we ready to go? Ready to play?
Yeah, ready to play.
Let's go for that $1,000 at Riff Arms. Jess, how do we do it?
If you can answer 7 trivia questions in 60 seconds, you win a $1,000 Royal Farms gift card. But if you get one wrong, mispronounce one, or take longer than 60 seconds, you're out. But remember, you can pass on the ones you don't know. You just got to say pass, and then we can go back to them only if there's time at the end. Allison and Noah, you ready to play?
Ready.
Your chance at $1,000 to Royal Farms
starts
now.
Question number one. In what month is the longest day of the year in the Northern Hemisphere? What day?
December.
It's not.
It's June.
Oh, it's June.
Oh, the longest day. That's the shortest day.
I know. I was wait a minute. It's the opposite of what you're thinking right now, unfortunately. I know. Oh. Yeah, it's... just stepped into June.
That's okay. It's Monday. We can still play for fun.
Yeah. Yep. Let's just keep going. It's all right. It's Monday. It's all right. Let's just keep going.
Yeah. Let's see how you would have done on the rest of the round. Number two, spell the word climate.
C-L-I.
Whoa. Noah is pissed. Noah is pissed. He's like, Mom, what in the world?
C-L-I-M-A-T.
Yeah, correct.
Noah's
question number three.
Learn.
What is the name of the singer that sings the song Watermelon Sugar?
Harry Styles.
Yeah, correct. Go. Good job. Number four. What continent is the Philippines located in?
Asia.
Yeah, correct. Number five. What part of the body contains the tibia and fibula?
The leg.
Correct. Oh, no. Question number six. What does the first N in CNN stand for?
News.
Yeah, yeah, correct. And then number seven, last question here. What was the profession of Gloria on Modern Family?
I don't know. I think maybe she's a stay-at-home mom?
Real estate.
Real estate agent.
Yep,
yeah,
she's real estate. Not bad, though. Hey, it's
not bad.
This is the June. It's the June and December, and it's all right. It kind of threw you off a little bit. Not a bad round, though. Honestly, for a Monday, it's just a, you know. Just a,
and tell Noah that we're sorry.
Yeah, Noah's not happy about that. Noah, what happened? It's all right. Just a little, just had to get a little energy out there. It's all good. All good, guys. We're going to come back tomorrow. We'll have 7 new trivia questions, and we'll try it all over again. All right?
Thank you. Have a good day.
Have a good day. The $1,000 Minute is sponsored by Royal Farms. With the ROFO Rewards app, you'll get exclusive deals every day. To join, text ROFO, R-O-F-O, to 43751. Royal Farms, Real.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories and lots of laughs.
Follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Fresh real fast.
Who saw the emu? I know somebody had to see this thing.
Here's something you don't see every day. An emu on the loose in Maryland. It wandered, escaped onto the roads near Salisbury, Maryland. Maryland state troopers were called to the Salisbury bypass over the weekend near the Ocean City exit. Authorities said troopers quickly found that flightless bird's owners, and they worked throughout the day to track that bird down. It was hit by a car at some point, but officials say thankfully that emu was not hurt. The emu was found and returned to its owners after several hours on the loose. The question, though, remains tonight, why did the emu cross the road?
Leave
emu and Doug.
Can I tell you? I'm like, where's Doug? I tell you every comment underneath? I checked this story a couple of different places. Every comment had to make an emu and Doug joke on there, which, by the way, great marketing by
Liberty Mutual.
Is it Liberty? Is that who it is?
I can't see an emu without thinking of them.
Great marketing.
Everyone's probably
by them.
Like, Doug, get your boy.
Killed it because they did a great job on that. Okay, who saw the emu? There had to be somebody listening right now that saw the emu. Because we don't get a lot of crazy stories in Maryland. We talk about this a lot, right? We have a segment called PA So Cray Cray, how they get all the crazy stories in Pennsylvania.
Our last fun one was the zebra.
Was the zebra ones, Marlboro. Right? And so that was 2020.
It was too long ago.
It's been way too long since we had a good story. So we now need to go back and find out who literally saw the emu. Because this story now has been too crazy. First off, what would you have done? What would you have done? If you saw an emu...
You couldn't have done anything because Limu was moving too fast. He was like running. So it wasn't like a stroll. Like he was moving fast.
Would you have stopped and done something? Would you have like taken a video? Would you have like kept going? I don't know. In that moment, I'm trying to also think of like what would I have done in that moment? Would I have like said something? Would I have done something? Would I have just taken a video? Would I have like kept going? I don't know what I would have done.
I would have minded my business.
Would you have just like just kept going? Honestly?
An emu is none of my business.
What would you have done?
They were on the freeway, so I don't think it was like a safe place to stop. I think at that point you're just kind of moving. I think it depends where you are. You know what I mean?
With you, I would have thought you would totally have just taken a video of it. You know,
like if I'm on the freeway, I can't afford.
No,
I can't afford
too.
To do that. I just have to keep going and
Jess
looking
is just
ahead.
Trying to get point A to point B without trying to get in a wreck.
That would be honest.
Like a totally bad idea.
Yeah.
Because again, somebody hit the bird. And then I'm thinking, if you did hit the bird,
he's so huge.
How terrible do you feel?
Oh no!
You know what I mean? Like, how guilty would you feel in that moment if you were the person that hit the emu too? You know, like, I think.
Let's assume though that it wasn't their fault, like out of nowhere, because we all know what it's like to be driving out of nowhere. You see like a ton of deer
to hit,
or something like that, and they come out of nowhere, and it's completely out of your control.
It's scary.
It's my absolute worst nightmare.
Same.
To like hit a deer, mm-hmm. like y'all, I'm telling you right now, I've never done it before. But like I have such a terrible anxiety that I'm going to hit an animal one time. But an emu of all things, can you imagine emu out of nowhere?
But
emu comes out and hits you.
Your eyes and your brain aren't mentally prepared to see an emu, so it's almost kind of like it's going to hit you out of nowhere, and you're like, "Wait, what was that?"
Can you imagine?
Because I wasn't expecting to see you, and also here of all places.
So if that, I almost feel bad for that person.
No, that's what I'm saying. I feel terrible for that person.
All of a sudden, an emu comes out of nowhere.
They probably thought they were hallucinating.
They're in Ocean City. Like, come on.
And like, you're just trying to go to the beach.
Yes.
Right? And all of a sudden, an emu comes out of
nowhere.
Seagull?
Maybe. Emu? No.
I know. This story is by far probably going to be our craziest Maryland story of the year.
You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Jessica Dutra. This is Judge Jess.
Hey, should you feel obligated to do a year-end teacher gift? Like... is that an obligation, even though it's not really an obligation? You know what I mean? Let's get into this with Judge Jess, all right? Jess is not a real judge, even though that robe is pretty fancy. It's not a bad costume, to be honest with you.
On camera, it looks pretty legit.
It really does.
Yeah.
But legally, and I don't think they should be...
It's just for fun.
It's just for funsies. Yeah, this is just a little funsy segment that we do on Mondays. That's how the segment works. We always say, listen, if you're in a disagreement with somebody... and you're not sure who's right and who's wrong, why don't you call the voicemail, 855-Kramer-Jess. Tell us the disagreement, and then Jess will figure out who really is right and who's wrong, okay?
Hi, my name is Nicole from Perry Hall, and I have a question for Judge Jess. So I got into this really awkward argument with two moms from my son's class because I refused to contribute money toward the giant end-of-the-year teacher gift that they're putting together. Like, these moms started a group chat asking every parent to contribute $25 for this giant teacher basket with gift cards and candles and snacks and all this extra stuff. And I know people are going to say, oh, it's only $25. Well, yeah, that adds up. I'm on a budget, and it's a lot. I want to add that I do appreciate teachers, but when did this suddenly become mandatory? Like, if you don't contribute, suddenly you're the selfish parent. I actually had one of the moms literally say, teachers deserve more than that after dealing with your child all year. My child's an angel. Give me a break with that. Anyway, this has completely turned into what I like to call the rich mom Olympics. Yeah, $25 here, $25 there, no big deal. But when I'm trying to put together my car payment, all those $25 add up to that. And now I can't pay my car payment or my rent. Nobody buys me anything for doing my job. These moms are acting like I committed a crime because I said no. So Judge Jess, please, I just need you to help solve this. Who's right? Who's wrong? And thank you so much.
Damn. You know, it's a tricky topic, right?
Yeah.
Like, it's not obligation, right? Like, honestly, I don't know how teachers would feel about this. And teachers, you may have to let us know how you feel about this. Like, do you expect a gift from these parents at the end of the year? Yo, by the way, she was pissed. Do you expect them to show up with a gift at the end? And, like, do you feel a certain way if they don't? Because, you know, times are tough. I mean, I'm not going to lie to you. I mean, $25, not the end of the world. But, I mean, gas is, damn, $5 a gallon right now, so.
I think that's the issue, though, where, like, $25 may not be the end of the world for one person, but we don't know what everyone is going through in their current state of life.
Right.
I think getting a teacher a gift at the end of the year is a kind gesture, and I love that the moms want to put something together, but I don't think you can bully or shame somebody else if they're not in the position to contribute. I think that's where it almost feels, like, kind of crappy. Like, how can you try to be doing something nice for somebody, but then also be mean to someone else in the same sentence? It doesn't really make sense.
I guess she does make a good point, though. Is like, why do some jobs get, like, bonused for what they do and some jobs don't? Does that make sense?
I think it's kind to get the teacher a gift at the end of the year if that's something everyone can do.
Did you give your teacher? I don't remember, and I don't know if this is, like, I don't want to say, like, the wussification of America, but, like,
whoa,
I don't remember
that,
like,
well, I'm just saying,
I don't remember, like, that we, did you get your teacher a gift? I don't remember getting my teacher a gift at the end of the year. I'm just saying.
Do you mean just, like, is this a newer thing
that
kids are doing?
I don't remember doing that at the end of the year for my teachers.
Neither do I.
Are you a wuss if you appreciate your teacher?
Yeah, that took a turn that did not need to go there. That was kind of crazy.
I'm just saying, I don't mean to be rude by that.
Like, it's one thing if you don't want to participate, but also don't shame people for wanting to get teachers a gift at the end of the year.
That came out the wrong way.
This is feeling very shamey for no reason.
I want to make sure we love our teachers. I just meant, like, is it a new expectation that we didn't have back in the day? That came out the wrong way.
But did you say wussification?
Yeah,
did you just make up that
it's just
word?
It's a softer world than we used to have back in the day. Like, I don't think teachers
getting a teacher a candle?
A gift. I don't think teachers expected it back in the day. I think teachers nowadays expect a gift at the end of the year. I think you expect that. It's almost like having a baby shower. Like, you expect a baby shower nowadays.
What?
You didn't expect that back in the days. Like, y'all just be pushing out babies, and that's just how it was.
I think there's been baby showers for a long time. I don't know where you're going with this. Do teachers deserve a gift? Would it be a nice gesture? Sure, I think it's a very kind thing to do. But do I think you should be, like, shaming other parents if they can't afford to pitch in? No, I don't.
I have a question. Oh, wait, hang on, Libby, hang on. Wait, honestly, teachers, I got to ask that question. Teachers, do you expect a gift at the end of the year from parents? And you can be anonymous in this. Like, we don't care, but you don't have to be. Do you really expect a gift at the end of the year? Because I think you do. I think you really do expect a gift. And that's fine. I think that's great. I would. I'll be honest with you. I would. Because you've been working hard all year. You've been putting up with these kids. Like, if a parent didn't give me a gift, I would feel some kind of way. But you can be honest with us. Who's up, Jess?
This is Liz on 1 in Baltimore.
Liz, what's up? Good morning.
Good morning.
Should parents give you a gift? I mean, should they feel obligated to, you think?
Look, at the end of the school year, all I expect is a hard time for my kids. So
why do you say that?
You're not expecting, like, a gift or anything like that?
No, they are ready for summer. They are ready to roll. Like, days are getting hard. At this point in the year, I don't expect parents to get me anything. I have kept every single card a kid has ever made me or anything kids have ever made me. To me, that's more of an appreciation gift. So if that's all that family can do, that's perfect.
Yeah.
Do they, what percentage of parents do you think actually do give you a gift?
I mean, I've only got a couple gifts this year between, like, holidays and teacher appreciation and stuff, and it's not something I expect. Like, it's
okay.
Just,
cool.
My job is for the kids.
Easy peasy. So, okay. So if you don't get a gift, you don't feel any kind of way. You're just like, nah.
You're like, get out of here.
Get
see
out
you
of
next
here.
Year.
Yeah, perfect. Yeah, like, even better. Just don't have to see you for the summer. It's even better.
Yeah, it's cool to get one, but I mean, it's not something I expect.
See, I think I would. I'm going to be honest with you. As a teacher, I feel like I would see those kids walking out and I'd be like, damn, y'all couldn't do nothing for me? Like,
I
just busted my ass this whole year.
Really.
That's why you're not a teacher, Kramer.
That's why I'm not a teacher. That's exactly
so true.
That's why I'm not a teacher. That's why you are. Thank you for what you do, by the way.
Yeah.
We love our teachers. Thank you for doing that.
Absolutely.
All right. Yeah, enjoy your summer. This is Elizabeth in Columbia. What's up, Elizabeth? Good morning.
Good morning.
Now, what do you think? Do you feel like parents should get their teacher a gift or students? Do you feel like it should be an obligation, honestly?
I don't think it's an obligation. I do teach middle school. I think the level does matter. I have 130 students, so that's a lot of people. And I usually get about like 5 gifts for the end of school year. I do get more during the holiday and teacher appreciation. There's lots of times. Now, I will say when my kids were in elementary school, I always got the elementary school teacher a gift. They are just with the kids all day, every day. Mm-hmm. So that one I would contribute to.
Now, why do you feel like the younger ones get more, though?
Because they only have, you know, 20 to 25 students, well, now maybe 30. And they're there every minute of the day for the most part.
That
makes
sense.
I'm with each student for 50 minutes of the day.
Yeah, it's like a focused group where it's like you have them all day from beginning to end, where it's like you're just kind of like a stop on the schedule, really.
And you don't feel some kind of way, honestly, you don't feel some kind of way when you don't get a gift?
No, I really do not, especially not at the end of the year. Now, holidays, I definitely get more gifts, and Teacher Appreciation Week, our PTA spoils us out the wazoo.
Oh, that's so sweet.
Yeah, but end of the year, I don't know. That I generally, you know, get a handful, and it is fine.
The consensus that I think we're getting here is teachers and students, everybody's just ready to get the hell out of there.
That's what the vibe is. Yeah, it's almost kind of like, it's okay. Like, we're good.
It's almost like a breakup.
Like,
it sounds like you guys are breaking up more than anything. Like, everyone's just kind of ready to go their own separate ways and, like, not look back. Is that kind of the vibe?
Well, I teach summer school as well, so I teach all year round.
Oh,
and then I keep in contact with a lot of my kids. Right, well, yeah. I have an 11-month-old at home, too, so, you know, child care is expensive.
Oh, girl, somebody get this girl a gift.
She deserves a gift. You definitely deserve a gift.
The Second World War is the largest event in human history.
A 20-part series with Tom Hanks.
No part of the globe was untouched. No life unchanged.
Experience the ultimate account of World War II.
Every single person had a story. These are the stories that make us who we are.
Listen to World War II with Tom Hanks on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you feel like your partner should be absolutely obligated to post about your birthday on social media? And if they don't, what does that mean? Like, what does that mean if they don't? Okay, so it's a conversation that I was having yesterday with one of my friends. And my last year as a married person, my ex-wife did not post about my birthday. And Jess will tell you.
This was like all he talked about.
This is all I talked about.
It was a lot.
But hang on.
Were already sensitive, though. Let's be real, though.
No, you have
to add context because you were already sensitive about her not posting you a lot. And I'm not going to lie. Like, she had her own aesthetic, so I understand why. Like, because... didn't she also have like a blog at some point too?
Yeah.
So her social media was definitely very curated. Mm. So she wasn't out here posting willy-nilly. And you were already upset that she would rarely post about you, period. So then when it got to your birthday, it felt like that was just your breaking point.
Well, here we are. It is the week of my birth again.
You still
rolling
upset?
Around. Well,
you're like, if she doesn't post about me,
well, here we
7 years post divorce, I swear I'm burning it down. Bro,
she
what?
Better post about her ex-husband's birthday this year.
And even though she's blocked on all socials, I expect her
I better
to post
get a tag.
Even though I can't see it.
So I was telling my friend, like, honestly, that was really upsetting to me that year.
I remember.
She had posted about my birthday every other year. Mm-hmm. And then I'm saying every other year up until that year. Not every other year. That'd be weird. No, she had posted.
I mean, at that point, I would have believed it.
Every year she had posted about it. And then all of a sudden she didn't post. And I was like,
yeah.
That's suspicious.
But did you guys do anything for your birthday in real life?
And then, yes. Yeah, in real life, we did. She said, and that's what I said. I was like, wait. She goes, why would I post about your birthday when I could just tell you in real life? I'm like, no, that's not how this works. You know how we work in this new day and age.
That's what you wanted.
If you don't post about your partner's birthday on social media, you don't really care about them. And let's be honest, a few months later, she was having an affair. And I'm just saying, let's just point out the facts, okay? Let's just point out the facts. That is indeed what happened, okay? So I was telling my friend this story yesterday, because here we are, yet another birthday. And she was like, I don't think it's that big of a deal if, like,
your partner doesn't post about your birthday, right? Yeah.
And I'm like, really? Like, that wouldn't bother you? She goes, not really. That wouldn't really bother me at all. And I'm like, really? That really wouldn't bother you one bit?
I also do.
And I'm like, I don't think that's normal.
It gets to a point where I do think posting for people's birthdays starts to get more minimal, to where I think it's eventually going to fade away.
Minimal
to be completely
would be
honest
fine.
With you.
Minimal would be fine to me. I think after a while, minimal would be fine. But let's be honest. If Garage Boy didn't post anything for your birthday about a month ago, you wouldn't have felt some way at all. And be honest.
No, and I can't be honest because he didn't. So you're asking the correct person. So don't dismiss my response.
Yes, he did.
Wait, didn't he?
On my actual birthday, for my birthday, did he post for my birthday? No.
He
posted for our anniversary.
I think that's what we're thinking of.
Yeah.
But he didn't post for your birthday?
But let me share this with you, though, okay? Let me give you some context about my husband, Garage Boy. He logs into social media, and then also he'll log off and like be MIA for like months at a time. So when it was our anniversary, that's when he was on social media. He posted. And then during my birthday, he was off social media. And so he didn't post anything about me for my birthday.
Didn't bother you.
Did not bother me because what he did for me in our real life was so 50%. Meaningful and kind. And also, I will speak to this in general. I don't need him to post about me on social media because it means more to me on what he does for me on a day-to-day basis to me in my real life, to my face as a human being. So I don't care if he doesn't.
How does the world know he loves you, though, if he doesn't post about it?
Right?
How are they supposed to know?
How would they know?
Charlotte, be
honest. How would they know the success of my marriage if he did not share his thoughts publicly to people that he has no idea and no connection to?
Charlotte, honestly, be honest. If your partner didn't post anything about your birthday on social media, would you care or not? And be honest.
I maybe would, but that's just with the context that I've felt really hidden in the past in relationships. So that might strike a nerve for me personally, but like because of my own things.
So
like, I don't think it would be like an outright like,
but
I'm saying,
would it bother you or would it not?
Like, I'd be a little bit sad.
I think that's valid. Just trying to figure out. So we just text us and let us know. Cause again, I don't know. Again, I'm just saying she didn't post and then she had an affair. I'm not saying the two have to go together. I'm just saying it did. Would it bother you? Would it not? Maybe I'm just being too sensitive. I'm just saying the two went together. Okay, what's more important? A mommy makeover or having enough savings to support your family? I mean, that's the question that we were left with going into the weekend, y'all. Welcome back. It's time for a Talk Me Out of It update. This is where we check back in with people from last week that called in and say, hey, listen, I know this idea sounds crazy, but is it crazy enough to work? And now is where we check in and see what happens with them. Where were you last week with Anonymous, Jess?
Anonymous was considering basically almost clearing out her family savings for a mommy makeover. She's had three kids and she's felt like she has been constantly put on the back burner. And she compared the numbers and basically was explaining to her husband that the amount of money that he spent over the course of a year on things that he wants to do ultimately amounts to the money that she would spend on this surgery. And she doesn't see how it's not fair for her to do it herself.
So did she do it? Did she not? Good morning, Anonymous.
Good morning.
So did we drop some cash this weekend?
Honestly, I couldn't stop thinking about all the moms that called in and understood how I felt. So I ended up going to the consultation.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I thought, I just want to hear them out.
Sure.
And I told my husband, I'm just going to hear what they have to offer and then come home. But once I got there, I started thinking about how many times I've talked myself out of doing something for myself because I felt guilty.
Mm.
And the surgeon told me that the pricing package would expire after the weekend, that if I walked away, this is going to be thousands more.
No, crap.
I panicked. I thought, I'm never going to be able to do it. So
oh, God.
I signed the paperwork.
Oh, God.
They got you.
I put down the deposit.
Ooh.
And I locked down that date.
Oh, God.
Okay.
And does your husband know?
Yep, he's not happy. I mean, it did leave us with a few thousand dollars in our savings.
Yeah.
But when he found out, he was really upset. He says, I broke his trust because we agreed that we weren't going to make the decision.
Oh, so you went
this over the family, like our stability and our financial security.
Okay, because he was aware that you were going for the consultation, and you guys didn't agree on actually maybe putting money down.
I
but
guess
then you basically
wanted me
just
to talk to him first, and I was in the office with the surgeon and thought, I got to do this now. I don't have time to have a conversation with him about it. I'm going to lose the opportunity.
So he was under the impression that you were just going to go here, but he didn't think you were going to spend.
Yeah,
the money.
But you know what? I chose myself. For the first time in years, I chose myself. And I'm so tired of feeling guilty, wanting that one thing that makes me feel good. And I'm looking forward to it. Things are pretty tense at home, but I know I made the right decision.
Did you?
It's tough. This was a tough one because I could legitimately see both sides, especially when you were like, hey, I've crunched the numbers and you and this is exactly the same. The only difference is my appointment's today and you did that over the year.
I need it over.
So I hear you when you say that, but then also it's like times are so hard right now. And if there's an emergency, the kind of position that can potentially put you guys in. And
but
so,
what if there's not? Yeah. What if things are great and we're still, you know?
Nobody's that so raven over here. We can't see into the future. No, I understand.
I mean, $2,000 is not like a little amount of money, but it's not like, if something.
For a family of five.
Yeah, so. I know. That's the part that worries me.
I'm glad I did this. Yes, he's upset. We have some tension, but I wanted to do this for me.
So can we be upset then? I mean, can anybody be upset? If she said, I want to do this for me. Can anybody walk away from this conversation being like, well, you did the wrong thing then?
It's just tough because, like
what if Garage, what if Garage Boy did this? This is your husband. He went out and spent
all of our money.
Majority of your savings. Majority of your savings on him. But he said, I'm happy.
Mm-hmm.
What are you going to say?
I guess, you know, we'll get in the
and
car.
He looks good.
We're going back to Stockton with your new body, I guess. I guess Doc's going to get to enjoy it in my parents' home.
I got these pec implants, but I feel good. I guess
we're moving into my old room, but at least you look good indoors. You know what I mean? We don't have money to spend outside, but I guess you look real good inside. But that's my truth. That's me, right? That's what would happen to me. I'm not saying that's what's going to happen to you. I just know the way my bank account looks right now and the way gas works right now, my butt would probably have to move back home with my mama.
I just imagine Garage Boy with giant pec implants.
Could you imagine? Like, all this work done, and we're just sitting in my home living room on the couch, and I'm like, what do you want to watch on TV? Because we can't go anywhere.
Hey, listen, I mean, if you're happy, that does at least say something. So, I don't know. You guys are going to figure it out. And you seem good.
I feel really good about this decision.
Okay. Then there you go. Yeah. And there's something to be said about that. So, listen, we appreciate you calling us back and giving us the update, okay?
Thanks, guys.
I need to know if I was being dramatic in the situation or if you would have reacted in the same way.
I asked Jess before she told this story, can we bet the answer before she even tells the story?
Sure. Sure.
Charlotte, okay, we're gonna guess really quick. Before Jess, and we know Jess to be kind of a dramatic person, so we're going to put bets down. Jess says, was I being dramatic or was this a normal reaction? Mm-hmm. Okay. So before she even tells the story, we have to pre-guess. Was she being dramatic or was this a normal reaction? Your guess.
I can't give you any clues.
No.
Fine.
No.
Whatever, sure.
I feel so in the dark.
I know. So that's all you get. Was I being dramatic? Just from what you know of Jess alone.
Yeah, whatever.
You know what? Well, Jess is dramatic. I know her to be valid. So I'm going to say it was valid.
Wow.
Thank you.
With having no context clues at all.
Thank you.
You're going to go.
I feel seen.
Normal reaction.
Yeah.
See, I've known Jess for a long time now. We're on what, Jess? We're on 11 years together.
I don't know. It's been too long to count.
Yeah. We're in double digits. I'm going to go with dramatic.
Okay, fine.
I'm going with you absolutely have a dramatic reaction to whatever the story is. I don't even know. So,
all right, here we go. Jess, let me set the scene.
Okay, here we go.
I'm in my closet. I'm putting my clothes away. Minding my business. Mellow mood.
Yeah.
Bless you, sorry. Charlotte.
Sorry.
Yeah.
I, in my closet above where I hang my clothes, there's this area where I fold all of my hoodies. Okay. Making the most of my closet space here.
Sure.
I look up and I see this spider cricket looking alien on the ceiling. Okay. Now, when I see this, I immediately lose my mind.
You want to go back getting your answer?
No, wait.
I didn't know what had to deal with bugs.
No, you guys just wait.
Okay.
Okay, I see this alien inside my closet.
Alien.
My husband garage boy is in the room. He hears me scream. He runs in. And I was like, oh my gosh, we need to kill this, right? Mm, yeah. I immediately go to run to get the stool in our kitchen so I can kill this monster in my closet. Yeah. But before I do that, garage boy grabs his slipper and goes to kill the cricket alien. Tarantula spider alien in the closet.
Yes.
But the thing is, it's really high on the ceiling. So when he goes to do it, it was just kind of like a Hail Mary, like he was hoping to kill it. And I was like, wait, what are you doing? And so he goes to hit it, doesn't kill it, don't know where it went. Now it's lost in my clothing. I go, bro. I literally was going to kill this thing with precision. Now you just want to eyeball a monster in the closet that's lost in my clothes and just hope for the best? Like, excuse me? And he was like, I mean, I don't know where it went. I'm pretty sure I got it. And I was like, pretty sure you got it? So I go, I have to literally take down all of my clothes and wash them all because I don't know where this thing is. And he was like, you're overreacting. It's not a big deal. And I was like, not a big deal.
First off, careful with that.
I go, not a big deal. You're telling me that this alien is going to be stuck in one of my hoodies. I'm going to put it on. And now it grows a nest in my hair. I have to go to the hospital and something happens to me. Like, what are you talking about? So he told me that it was basically doing too much to take down all of my clothing that was up above and wash all of my hoodies and sweatshirts because I didn't know where this bug went.
Did you do that?
Yeah. Now,
did you like check the floor first?
I was going to say, there's a lot of different options you could have done other than wash all your clothes.
No, but that's the thing. Like, I couldn't find it. So was that overreacting or would you have done the same thing? Because I didn't know where it went.
Charlotte.
I would not have done okay.
Do you see what I mean?
I didn't know it had to do with bugs. If I knew that bugs were involved,
Jessica,
that's the one time I would have said
it. It was like this big.
Why are you being dramatic? Of course you're being dramatic.
I don't think so.
What do you think is going
to
happen?
So what? I was just supposed to leave everything up there and I was going to build a little nest and a little home and then I have a neighbor in my closet. But that's the thing, you guys. I don't know if it was dead because he couldn't confirm if it died. We didn't know where it went.
It's the 1st of June. Do you think it's going to live in there until the fall and you're going to come back and put your hoodie on? The whole family's going to crawl into you. Like, what were you concerned about?
Well, that's what I'm saying. If I didn't clean out the entire thing and wipe everything down and wash all my clothes, that could have been a possibility.
Meanwhile, it's on the slipper still.
No, you guys, we didn't see it dead.
Charlotte and I will deliberate. Was she being dramatic or was that a normal reaction?
That was dramatic.
Okay, that was dramatic. We agree.
I'm sorry. It's
dramatic.
Hey, thanks for listening.
Make sure you subscribe to get the show daily.
And if you think we've earned it, give us 5 stars.
Hear Kramer and Jess live every morning on Mix 106.5 Baltimore.
And check out the Kramer and Jess Uncensored podcast at KramerandJess.com.
History That Doesn't Suck is a legit, hard-hitting American history podcast told through entertaining stories. Join me, Professor Greg Jackson, for History That Doesn't Suck, an Odyssey podcast. Available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.